You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, welcome to Pulse of the Planet in our new expanded format. Today, our special guest is Hutke Fields, the principal chief of the Na'Chi Nation. Hutke and I have worked together a bit over the last couple of years. I've come to think of him as a close friend and fellow seeker. Hutke wrote the foreword to my novel, Sacred Mounds, and has been my guide and window to the extraordinary culture of the Na'Chi. Hutke, welcome to the program. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you much. I'm glad to be here.
Just for our listeners, when I'm saying Na'Chi, that is the traditional pronunciation. So when I went down to Natchez, Mississippi to meet Hutke, I really knew very little about the First Nation group known as the Na'Chi. So Hutke, maybe you could give us a little bit of background about the Na'Chi Nation.
We have been around about going on 20,000 years. We maintain the same government we've had for about that length of time too. So our origin story goes like this. The creator, Tlilikinshil, decided to make some people. So he made some men out of clay, and one of them coughed, and out came a woman, and the others coughed as well. And there were then men and women. At that time, the earth was still pretty wet and was just now getting mountains and valleys and having the surface dry out. And the creator, Tlilikinshil, asked a giant eagle to bring us to this planet and plop us down in the water. So the eagle did that, and all of the people got out on this big piece of land that looked like a turtle. So they were on the turtle's back, drying off. It's been our experience ever since to reunite and live in peace with all these people. We have certain ways that we follow, and those would be guidelines that we have to live by. Like the Ten Commandments, we have only three or four. One of them is to see everyone as your brother, and if they fall down, you help them up. If you fall down, you should have the same kind of help. Two shining people came to us from the sky, and they were really intelligent, really full of spirit. They said, "We'll be your chief or your leadership if you follow these ways always." And one of those is we have to have a government with four clan mothers and two chiefs. And anybody basically over the age of 13 within our cultural guidelines has the right to bring up the subject to any of their clan mothers, who bring that subject to the National Council meeting. So everybody can participate in our form of government, and our decisions are all by consensus, which means we have to do it, put it aside for a while and think about it, or be convinced. And sometimes that way it takes a long time to get things done. But also, on the other hand, sometimes things are done really quickly that way.
What is the importance, the significance of the Na'Chi historically, culturally?
We influence quite a bit what has gone on in the early United States. We joined with the Chickasaw for some period of time, and caused enough trouble with the French that they were convinced that it might be a good idea to make a sale of land to the newly organized United States of America, and that became the Louisiana Purchase. We could say we've always been there. We've always had something to say. We usually don't back off when we say it, and we know it's correct because we've all agreed on
that. Well, that's an example for us all, because these days in our country, consensus appears to be a near impossibility. Maybe, Ashley, before we get to the songs, let's talk a little bit about the Grand Village of the Natchi. What does that represent for you? What is the importance of the Grand Village to you and to the Natchi Nation?
Our Grand Village is, I guess you could say, like a Mecca to us. When we go back there, we feel the spirit of our ancestors, and we still participate in the same kind of cultural events as previously. We've done ceremonials down there without an audience, not for show. That's our homeland, and it stays that way in our hearts most of the time. Of course, lots of those other places had been our capital before. What they call the Winterville Mounds now used to be Kwiwaltamkwi. Every time we go to one of those places, we know that our relatives or our brother tribes are there, and that they helped us provide what we have today, in addition to our mothers and grandmothers who insisted that we keep on talking our language, which has survived quite a number of years. It reminds us of our wonderful, prayerful songs that we sing, and those are important to us because every time we take a step, it's like stomping or walking vigorously with soul. Those songs are important to us, and they're the same ones that have been sung for thousands of years. Recordings that you have were all what you would call general stomp dance songs. Those are songs that we sing all night long with the creator, you'd say, in a soulful way. They're old, really old.
These are stomp dance songs, and they're social songs. So they're songs that it's okay that they be shared outside of the community. They're meant to be shared in some ways with people outside of the community, or they can be.
Yes. The songs are a part of the medicine that we make. From the fire that we dance around, which is our direct pipeline to the Creator, and we're put there so that the Creator could see where we were. All those songs, every step that we take is a prayer. So even if we're laughing and having fun, and then we have a stomp dance and everybody's happy still and invigorated, it's still a good prayer to the Creator. And it helps the medicine go out from our fire all the way around the world.
Oh.
if each step is still a prayer, then that we're doing that. We're trying to have people understand each other and understand us, that basically we have one creator and lots of different ways to worship, or our way of having fun is different than yours, but it certainly works for us. Always has.
Every step is a prayer. What a beautiful image. My thanks to Hutke Fields, Principal Chief of the Na'Chi Nation. In our next program, we'll speak with Hutke about the mystery of the ancient mounds and the game that they call the Little Brother of War. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about the mounds and the remarkable story they inspired, check out my novel, Sacred Mounds. You can find reviews and excerpts at sacredmoundsnovel.com. That's sacredmoundsnovel.com. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.